Meditation 4.2. 20-minute mindful walking. In this practice, we take a very ordinary activity, walking, and do it in a way that helps train the mind and body to focus attention in the face of the small distractions that often occur when we're moving. So, begin by finding a place where you can walk up and down 7 to 10 paces inside or outside, a place where you'll not be disturbed or overlooked. Start by standing with your feet parallel to one another, about a hip's width apart. If the ground or floor is suitable, you could remove your shoes and socks so that you can sense the ground more clearly under your feet. Allowing your arms to hang loosely by your sides, or holding your hands together in front or behind your body, and looking softly, slightly downwards or straight ahead. Now, bringing the focus of your awareness to the bottom of your feet, noticing the physical sensations of the contact that both feet make with the floor or the ground. When you're ready, allowing the left heel to rise slowly from the ground, noticing the sensations in both feet as you do so, and then allowing the whole of the left foot to lift and move as the weight is shifted to the right leg, taking a small natural step and allowing the left foot to make contact with the ground, experiencing the weight of the body shifting as the right heel then comes off the ground, lifts and moves forward, and makes contact with the ground. Continuing to walk with full awareness from one end of your path to the other. In each step, being alive to all the sensations and the feeling tone of the sensations as each foot takes its turn to lift, to move, and to land. When you come to the end of your path, turning slowly around, appreciating the pattern of movements through which the body changes direction. And then, when you're facing back along your path, pausing for a moment, and when you're ready, walking back. If you notice that the mind has wandered away from the sensations in the feet as you walk, acknowledging where the mind had gone, and making a note of its feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Then, when you're ready, escorting the focus of your attention back to the feet. Remembering not to try too hard. If the feeling tone is too hard to sense immediately, letting it go, waiting for something else to come. If the mind is very restless, or if you find yourself lost in thought, it may be helpful to pause for a moment and just stand here, feet a hip's width apart, noticing the weather pattern in the mind and the feeling tone of it whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. At a certain point, adding a new element to your practice to help cultivate a sense of allowing things to be as they are. So, if you find your experience feels pleasant, saying silently to yourself, "It's okay to like this." And if at any point you find your experience unpleasant, acknowledging this too, and saying to yourself, "It's okay not to like this." Continuing to walk in this way, focusing on the sensations of both feet, being fully here for them as best you can, choosing whatever pace feels to you most helpful during this time of mindful walking. Sometimes walking slowly, sometimes walking at a more usual pace, and using the stretches of silence now to do this practice on your own. Checking in from time to time to see where your mind is. Not trying to make anything different from how you find it, but simply exploring with openness and curiosity. What is this? And is it pleasant? unpleasant or neither. And if it feels pleasant, saying to yourself, it's okay to like this. And if it feels unpleasant, saying to yourself, it's okay not to like this. If you choose, you may like to expand your attention from the narrow focus on your feet to your legs and hips, and then, later in your own time, to the whole body and what's around you as you move. Always knowing that if the mind is restless, you can bring the focus of your attention back to the feet, using the sensations of the contact of feet on the ground as an anchor as you continue to walk. Not trying to make anything different from how you find it, but simply exploring with openness and curiosity. What is this? Whether it's a sensation, a thought, or a feeling, a sound. And is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? And once again, if you find your experience, whatever it is, feels pleasant, saying silently to yourself, it's okay to like this. And if at any point you find your experience unpleasant, acknowledging this too and saying to yourself, it's okay not to like this. And as this practice comes to a close, perhaps forming an intention to bring the same quality of awareness that you've been cultivating in this meditation to your normal, everyday experiences of walking. You don't have to walk slowly as you move around in your day. Even slowing down just a little bit as you move from one thing to another may allow you to walk upright rather than leaning forward into the next moment. And in this way, it could change your whole day.